Coming up, I'm going to reveal the real cost of people being bored at work. And then a divorce attorney reveals professions of men that women shouldn't marry. And then the viral effect of lifting the mask mandates. We got to go. A lot to do. Oh, I'm barely tied to the chair. Joe's got me tied into the chair today. I'm so excited about today's show. I couldn't even tease it properly. I'm that fired up. All right, we have a lot to do. We help you win at work and in life. That's what we do here. More money, more meaning. Who doesn't want that? All right, the real cost of being bored at work. Is this a problem? Well, let's just look at that. A recent survey of 11,000 U.S. workers found that 39% were coasting at work. It's in quote in the study, coasting at work. But now, listen, I'm going to just go ahead and tell you folks, some of you, I'm going to be stepping all over your toes. Relax. I'm not coming after you. I'm defining the data, and I'm going to help you, and those of you that are leading teams, I'm going to help you as well. So everybody relax, take a deep breath. This is all to help you. The doctor has to tell you what's wrong before the doctor can help you get better. All right? So this is a warning for any snowflakes that have joined us. This could hurt your feelings for a moment. A recent survey of 11,000 U.S. workers found that 39% were coasting at work. What does that mean? A January 2022 study by Gallup, half of American employees say they're neither engaged nor disengaged. That's coasting. So we've got all kinds of data out there. 39% actually say they're coasting. 50% are coasting and they don't even call it coasting. They're not disengaged, which means they're not in there watching Facebook all day long. But they're not engaged. They're not giving their best. It's that middle ground we're talking about. Boredom. Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm just going to break it down. That's what I do. It's boredom. If you're coasting, that is a function of you being bored. It just is. So, the BBC did an article on this. We pulled several different sources. I like how they say it. Coasting is not failing, but it's not hustling. You're not failing, but you're not hustling. So they're saying that many people are putting in 30-hour work weeks and getting paid 40 hours. We've talked about a pandemic development on this show before where people were working two jobs, but they were giving both about 20 hours. They're working from home. Everybody was home. They're like, hey, I'm gonna get myself a little full-time job on the side. It's all remote. I'm faking out two companies. Wow. By the way, you can't work for two people full-time without coasting. That's the irony. Well, I'm hustling. No, you're not. You're coasting on two different companies and collecting two checks. You are a liar. You are a cheater. Oh, boy. So what is the problem with this data and all this coasting? Well, there's two things. A coasting worker is somebody that's going to hang around too long. More on that in a second. When I am leading a group of coasters, it is hurting our productivity. So all of this disengagement has led to coasting. If you think about cruise control. I remember the first time I ever drove a car with cruise control. All right, it was a big deal. I couldn't believe it. And I'll never forget that when I first engaged it and I hit the cruise control and I remember my whole posture changing the car. I took my foot off the gas and I kind of just slunk back. And then I was like, all I got to really do is just hold the wheel. There was a physiological change when I hit cruise control. And coasting is the same deal. That person, that coasting worker has already decided all I got to do is basically just keep my hands here and I'm drawing back. I'm disengaging. I'm letting down, letting off. So what's the real cost to this problem of coasting? you'll be stuck for a lifetime, or at least a huge portion of your life. See, coasting is worse than hating your job. Let me explain. If I hate my job, there is going to come a point where I go, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm out, right? That's what hate will do for you. Hate is a super intense anger. So if I hate my job, I'm not going to stay in it for very long. But if I'm coasting, I mean, I'm falling asleep. I'm just hanging out. Hey, I'm getting a good check. I'm just going to keep on coasting. That's why coasting is worse than hating. And the coasting, as I said earlier, for employees, you're going to slowly become a work zombie. No meaning at all. You're just coasting. Now watch the slippery slope, and I want everybody to pay attention to me because this is scary stuff. The reason I use the idea of the zombie to describe this is because a zombie is a dead human being come back to some form of life, yes? Is that a fairly, I don't watch any of these zombie shows. The whole thing, the whole genre irritates me. I don't like it. It's gross, stupid. I don't get it. I hate all zombie shows. Dumbest concept ever. But a zombie is a former living being that's now in some form or fashion showing a little bit of life. But they're gross, they're ugly, and they drool, and they make weird noises, and they eat other people. Is this all fair so far? Am I still describing this right? Okay. Watch. If you continue coasting, you'll become a work zombie. No meaning. And the scary thing is this. Once you don't find any meaning in your work, you go, my job doesn't matter. The slippery, scary slope is you begin to say, I don't matter. I don't matter. Now, I'm going to speak to dudes for a second. Dudes, you work in a job where you don't think your job matters. Before long, you don't think you matter. And you start taking that out on your wife and kids. You might have an affair just to feel like you matter. I'm just keeping it real. This stuff has deep implications. When I talk about winning in work and life, this is what I'm talking about. You become a work zombie because you don't think you matter. Nothing matters. And you walk around going, and you eat other people, and you bring your negativity to the office. You take your negativity home. You cheat on your wife. You get into drugs and alcohol, all to feel alive. That's the cost to us employees. Hey, leaders, listen to me. The real cost of coasting workers for you is it's killing productivity. You aren't winning. Your company isn't winning to the level it could because people aren't engaged. There's a difference between the New York Jets and the New England Patriots. There just is. One sucks, one doesn't. The players on the Patriots, and historically is my reference here, I'm picking on the Jets because they've sucked for so long, it just feels natural. They're not engaged. They're players. They're not. I'm just telling you they're not. Productivity and wins. So, stop the coasting. Increase your engagement, your productivity. Change your future. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Are you ready to launch into a tech career in the next year? Bethel School of Technology's online technology bootcamp provides their students the most up-to-date tech training and highest chances of post-school employment. Aiden is a recent high school graduate who skipped college to enroll with Bethel Tech. In less than a year, he has a job as a developer with a salary of $65,000. 80% of Bethel Tech students land jobs within 4 months of graduating. Bethel students get jobs, and you can too. Go to betheltech.net/Ken Coleman to get started today. A little Nashville flavor on that bump today, Joe. All right. I like it. We are in Nashville, the shadows of Nashville, Ramsey Solutions, worldwide headquarters. If you ever want to come watch the show, we are live most days, Monday through Friday. Every once in a while, I got to be out, but you don't know it because we do fresh content for you. That's because I'm a man of the people. Hardest working man in show business right here, folks. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Hey, one of the fastest growing areas in the world of work. This is a real elevator. A fast-moving escalator is project management. Project management is a diverse field, and it is a great place from which to launch a bigger, better career. You can really move up to the corner office. Project management is one of the fastest-growing skills and expected to grow by 33% through 2027. And that's why we're excited. We're re-upping, folks. The first offering of our Project Management 101 course taught by me and Brendan Wojcko, our CTO here at Ramsey Solutions, was a wild success. And so we're offering it again. If you're interested, is project management for me. What's a great skill? There's a multitude of disciplines within project management. We teach you one that we use at Ramsey. We train you on how to do it and set you up to win. It's only a three-week course. You'll walk away with tools and strategies to jumpstart your career in project management. Spots are limited. If you want to apply, and you got to apply, go to RamseySolutions.com/project. RamseySolutions.com/project. Very excited about what we're doing with Ramsey Career Academy. We are disrupting the educational space because it's largely irrelevant. Yes, I said it. All right. Okay, so switching gears. So the team brought me this TikTok. I'm on the talk. You may not know this. I think my username is at Ken Coleman. I call it the talk because it drives my three teenagers nuts that I call it that. And so that's why I do it. I mean, I don't care what you think. Anybody could say TikTok. I like to call it the talk. And I call Instagram the gram. So anyway, the team brought me this video that went viral. And it's a divorce attorney, female divorce attorney. It gained over 1.5 million views. And what she's doing, I'm going to let you watch this. We're going to give you a clip of it. She is highlighting from her experience in handling divorces what she says are the top five professions of men that women. So she's speaking to other women. Is that right? She's kind of going, ladies, listen. Don't marry a dude who's in one of these five professions because it turns out divorce is looming. It's pretty dark stuff, but we'll break it down. Let's roll the clip.
I'm in my car waiting for a class to start, so I thought that I would do a quick video about something that popped in my head the other day. Over the course of my career, I've watched my most difficult cases, and shockingly, many of them involve men in these five professions. Now, I want to be really clear before I say this, that if you're married to somebody in one of these professions, it doesn't mean that you're doomed to failure. It doesn't mean that your husband is a bad person. I'm sure there's outliers and any kind of statistic, but just for fun, here they are in no particular order. The top five professions of husbands that women should avoid are firemen. I've never really understood that one, but it's on there. Police officer, military, surgeon, and pilot. If you look at these professions, what do they all have in common? They all have in common that the men in these professions, they're gods in their profession, right? You're a policeman, you're walking around with a gun, you're walking around with authority. If you're a surgeon, you're walking around the hospital. Everybody, you know, looks up to you, you're in charge. Curious to see if anybody has any examples of this. I'm sure there are definitely great ones in these professions, but it just tends to be a theme that I see. So curious to hear the feedback on that.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to give you my feedback, ma'am. Thank you very much. So I find this to be fascinating, and I have an opinion on this. I see what she's saying when she went through. She said the God comment. So that she's talking about the messianic complex. I mean, that's a thing. I don't think that's the driving factor. I don't think that's the driving factor. So let's look at this the way that we break down a sweet spot. How do you know that you were created to do this kind of work? And I have a construct, as you know. It doesn't allow us to spend 75% or more of our day using what we do best, our talent, hard skills, soft skills, doing work that we love. That's the task itself. We love this kind of work. That's passion. And then we are producing results that connect to our personal values. In other words, they matter deeply to us. That's mission. So when I use what I do best to do work I love to produce results that matter to me, I'm in my sweet spot. And I think the clues for what's going on with a fireman, a police officer, a military personnel, a surgeon, or a pilot, I think one of the things she skipped over is the high amounts of stress. Now, you think, you know, we have a fire station in our neighborhood, all right? And it's pretty funny. Every time I drive by these dudes, they're always walking in with groceries. I mean, they eat well, and they got several days where they're off. But what we don't see is how stressful it is when it's go time. I could see the messianic complex. I'll go with her on that. I think she knows what she's talking about. But she didn't mention high stress, and I think all of these, police officers, military, surgeons, a lot of stress. And then I'm going to go something a little bit deeper. Let's look at mission. What results matter most to someone who is a fireman, a police officer, someone who's in the military, someone who is a surgeon, someone who's a pilot? What results matter most? Those are all high service jobs, serving others. So we always talk about, well, what's in your past? What's in your backstory that gives you a missional result of service, of protection? You could also say almost all of these is a form of protection. The pilot, even, you got to safely get someone. Every time everybody, it's always about safely getting you there. It's very interesting. And so I think there's a deep pain. There's a deeper story underneath all of the divorces that seem to line up in these categories. That's what I would tell that divorce attorney. And I'm going to tell you, it's unresolved pain. And they have pursued a career where they are protectors, providers, serving, and they're looking outward to heal what's going on inside, and it's affecting their marriages, their relationship with their kids. There's a deeper issue going on, and it all stems from what drives them. There's something unhealthy that is yet to be resolved that's driving them to do those positions. I'm telling you right now, from a non-licensed therapist, I'm not a therapist, I'm a coach, that's what's going on. I'll guarantee you. All right, let's get to a story in the news. Oh, I snuck up on you. Sorry. All right, so this is the biggest news in the world. How do I not share this on the show today? When I saw it, I about lost my mind. Headline. It was all over the news. I just picked one. This was the Daily Mail, London's paper. All right, masks off. Travelers rejoice as Biden administration says TSA will not enforce masks on planes after ruling. Well, I appreciate that the Biden administration said that, although I don't think they said that. The true headline should be U.S. District Judge Catherine Kimball Mazel struck down the mask mandate, saying the CDC had overstepped its remit and that its continued enforcement was illegal. Well, what else is the White House going to say? You know what they said? Yes, ma'am. That's what they said. And so anyway, let's show some pictures. These are all over the internet. So the mask mandate for public transportation, trains, airplanes. Look at this. Look at this right here. For our listening audience, we've got a picture of a flight attendant handing a guy a beverage. And there's so much joy in this picture. It's you can't contain it. Oh, is it champagne? Well, you look at me like I'm supposed to know that champagne. I don't know what it is. It doesn't matter. I'm not looking at the beverage. I'm looking at the exaltation. Show another picture here of like an entire plane. No mask. Everybody's happy. Everybody's happy. And so here's the unintended viral effect of this decision. I'm not going to get into the politics. You ready? All of the health benefits, low blood pressure, takes away your pain when you smile. You're more likable, more confident. We need to be smiling more, and those stupid masks have not allowed us to smile in the airport or on airplanes. No wonder everybody's mad on the airplane. Think about it. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. We're coaching people up. If you're just joining us and you missed the first part of the show, we're talking a lot about people who are coasting. Half of employees say they're not actively disengaged, but they're not engaged either. They're coasting. We talked about that. I sounded off on the lifting of the mask mandate. Oh, what a joy that was. and all the benefits of smiling, all that kind of stuff. Austin Allen is in the YouTube chat room and he asks, does Ken do messages here? I don't know what Austin means, but if he means he wants me to give somebody a shout out, if I can see it during the show, and my ADHD is always in full blown effect here where I can focus on the show and see what's going on over here to my left. Well, we can do that too. We can do that too. But first, in my hands, multiple reasons why those of you who are searching for a job need to be engaged with ZipRecruiter, the number one hiring site in the United States. Number one, it's free. We'll come back to that. Number two, their artificial intelligence is second to none. With one profile, which takes you just a few minutes to fill out and uploading your resume, they'll send you jobs that they think you should apply for, and all you got to do is hit click. No painstaking, filling out a new resume and all that stuff. No worried about getting ghosted. They are recruiters on your behalf. Companies pay them to find talent like you. Oh, that leads me back to my first point. It's free. I'm not selling you socks. I'm not selling you a chia pet. I'm not selling you anything. I'm recommending the number one job site in the United States. It's a free service, and it's a no-brainer. If you're looking for something, ZipRecruiter.com, ZipRecruiter.com. All right, Elisa. I hope I'm saying that right. Is that right? Elisa? Okay, great. Elisa is joining us in Atlanta, Georgia. Ken. Hi, Elisa. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm living the dream. What are you doing?
I'm trying to figure out how to get there, I guess.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, so where I'm at right now, I actually know what my dream job is, but my husband and I are broke, and I'm currently doing, like, grocery delivery driving, and I really enjoy doing it, actually, but we're in a position where I need to try to find some kind of job that makes more money than that does after expenses and stuff.
Tell me the number that would be ideal, a gross amount that would be huge for you guys. Let me say that. A realistic
$15 an hour would be better than what I'm making right now.
Did you say 15?
At a full-time job. $15 an hour at a full-time job,
yeah.
I'd be better off than I am right now.
Okay. So let me just say this. I mean, I lived in the Atlanta, Georgia area for a long time. I can tell you this. I'd be looking at Walmart and Target right now. They're both starting anywhere between $15 and $17 an hour. If there's an Amazon fulfillment center, they're paying upwards of $20 an hour. I mean, if this is a short-term play, this isn't dream job stuff.
Yeah.
Right now, you and your husband are broke and we got to stop the bleeding. And so right now we want to get the best paying job we can or two. And right now is the best.
Yeah, my husband just picked up a job himself and started this week. So
what's he going to make?
Between $12 and $15.
Doing what?
The server.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I think that's fine for right now. He needs to do that right now, but he needs to be looking. If he can, is he a pretty good driver? I mean, all women have an opinion on men, I got to tell you. So I feel like this is going to be an honest answer.
He definitely thinks he's a better driver than me.
Well, that's also true of men.
His car is currently out of commission, and that's one of the things we're trying to
Here's the deal.
Get figured out.
Yeah, so he needs to be working two and three jobs right now, and I don't know. As a server, if that's his max, I mean, if he can be, I mean, do you guys have kids?
We don't. We're working on trying to figure out additional on top of that. But
great.
One piece is the fact that I could be making more than I am. So what I was kind of hoping is, yeah, I know I could just go get anything, but if I have a little bit of choice that I can get, just trying to find something that's actually in my sweet spot,
which
so
is
that
what?
I'm not like.
Which is what? Give me an example.
Well, I was hoping you could help me figure that out a little bit, because if it's not directly related to my dream job stuff, I'm having a bit of trouble trying to figure out what jobs fit into that.
Okay. What do you do best? Give me your top two or three talents.
I'm really, really good at communicating, written and verbal. I love serving people.
Don't tell me love. I want a couple more things you're really good at. So verbal skills, communicating. What else are you really good at? Think hard skills.
Well, I guess I am actually really good at that of like customer service.
Good.
I guess that semi falls into communication, but helping, you know, meet people's needs, help figure out where are they at, what information do they need, or which
Great.
Person do they need to talk to
Great.
To get their needs met, that kind of thing.
Okay. Anything else?
And I'm very detail-oriented.
Very detail-oriented. Okay, great. All right, now what kind of work do you love to do? And my guess is it's very much in line with what you told me you're good at. You enjoy communicating, yes or no?
Yes.
You really love taking care of people? Is that true? Caregiving in whatever way you want to apply that?
Yeah, I really do love serving people. I had a proofreading job at one point that I was really good at, but that one is just kind of sitting at a desk, and I don't really get to see the people.
Yeah, so you know what that is?
I'm serving, even though I am.
Yeah, you know what's going on there? That's an example of talent only. So you have the talent of inspection, details, and so that's why you're good at editing. But the problem is you're not interacting with people. And so
right.
you need to be connecting. You need to be doing work where you're connecting with people.
Yeah, that's part of what I've loved about the grocery delivery driving, actually, is just getting to serve people.
I got to tell you, if I were you, I'd be looking at the Walmart, Target right now. There's some more time you've got to spend on this. I'm going to give you my Get Clear career assessment, okay? We've had over 30,000 people take this. It's wildly effective. I'm going to give it to you as my gift. I'm going to give you a link and a code. Amanda's going to give it. I want you to take it. And it's going to spit out a really wonderful report on your talent, passion, and mission. Talent, what you do best. Passion, what you love to do. Mission, results that motivate you. Okay? And you're going to have a working purpose sentence that's going to allow you, purpose statement that's going to allow you to look at jobs that are, in fact, in your sweet spot. But in the interim, let's just go with what we know, which is if you're in some type of a customer service role with Walmart or Target or Amazon, and you can make 15 to 20 bucks an hour right now, that's huge for you.
True. Yeah.
We got to get some income in the door, just like the previous caller. Once we get ourselves settled financially, we begin to see, okay, we can climb out of this hole. Now I can look at the future so much more clearly. So I need to take care of the present with urgency so that I can see the future clearly. I hope that encourages you. And listen, I'm also going to give you my book, From Paycheck to Purpose. The assessment and the book go together. The assessment is going to help you figure out your compass. Okay, this is where I want to go, multiple mountains I want to climb. And then the book's going to help you climb it. It's going to cover the seven stages. Get clear. That's what the assessment does. Get qualified. Get connected. Get started. Get promoted. Get the dream job. Give yourself away. How does that sound?
That sounds wonderful. I've really been wanting to read your book. I've been listening to you for a while.
Because
I've wanted to read it.
Well, you're going to read it. Listen, I'm happy to give it to you, but you got to promise me you'll read it.
Yes, sir.
But I don't want you to read it until you take the assessment. You hear me?
You got it.
All right. Now listen. Amanda's going to take care of you, and you can call back. This show is very unique. You take the assessment, read the book, and you get some real clarity, you need some more coaching, call back. That's why we do what we do, folks. This is a journey. This is not an instant formula. This takes time, but it is worth it because you were created to fill a unique role. You are needed, and you must do it. Somebody out there needs you to show up and be the best version of you. Go do it. You matter. You have what it takes. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
If you enjoy this podcast, you should check out other great podcasts from the Ramsey Network, like the Dr. John Deloney Show.
Mental health challenges and hurting relationships happen to everyone, but they don't have to define you. I'm Dr. John Deloney, and I help people navigate through the messy things in their lives on the Dr. John Deloney Show. I'll walk alongside you as you face parenting, marriage, and other relationship challenges. And I'll walk alongside you as you try to connect with people, as you face depression, overcome anxiety, and learn how to change your life. Listen, I want you to be well. Listen to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.